a new deal for Puerto Rico's power company. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Puerto Rico's bankrupt power company is inching closer to privatization. The government announced yesterday it's reached a deal with the utility and its creditors over its debt. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now. Hey, Nancy, what's involved in this deal?
Bondholders have agreed to reduce some of the $9 billion worth of debt owed by the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, or PREPA. Bondholders would give up their original bonds and get two new classes of bonds in return, one for about 67 cents on the dollar, the other for 10 cents on the dollar. Puerto Rico's governor paved the way for this deal last month when he signed a bill to privatize PREPA. The hope is if PREPA gets new management and a new infusion of cash, it can update equipment that's nearly three times older than the industry average.
So do you think it'll work?
PREPA's customers sure hope so. Remember, some people in Puerto Rico still haven't gotten their power back almost a year after Hurricane Maria caused massive power outages. But this deal still needs court approval. Some bond issuers and lenders don't like it at all. Also, power distribution is a big problem, and the legislation the governor signed last month allows for partial privatization of power transmission and distribution.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thanks. And now let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 1 to 0.2% range, with the Dow future up 30 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.94%. Manufacturing is up in Texas, according to a new report from the Dallas Fed that tracks production and output month to month. But hidden in the comments section of the survey was an ominous tone, featuring one word in particular, uncertainty. From KUT in Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Manufacturing is a big deal in Texas. Think oil and gas, the petrochemical industry, NASA. Chris Bryan is with the state controller's office.
If there is a state out there that is going to be impacted by trade relationships, it's going to be Texas, because we are the number one exporting state going away by a pretty good margin.
Respondents from different manufacturing sectors in Texas were more than happy to tell the Dallas Fed what they're worried about. Like this from a primary metal manufacturer, quote, "What will President Trump do next, and will it help or hurt?" The chemical manufacturers were more direct, quote, "Chinese tariffs will have a large negative impact on business." Tony Bennett is president of the Texas Association of Manufacturers.
So wait and see game, which slows things down. Plants don't get built, expansions don't get made, things get delayed.
For now, the Dallas Fed said net hiring is at its highest level since 2005. But many businesses said employee turnover is a big problem. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Pilots do need up there in the friendly skies. Boeing recently projected that the airline industry will need almost 800,000 pilots over the next 20 years, about double the current workforce. Problem is, airlines are already facing something of a pilot shortage. So one solution is to train more pilots. Another might be to decrease the need for pilots. Typically, three or four pilots are needed for a long-haul flight. Airbus and Thales, a company that makes cockpit technology, they think automation could reduce that number within the next 5 years. Joining me to discuss this is Seth Kaplan, managing partner at Airline Weekly. Morning, Seth.
Morning, Tracy.
So, Seth, before we talk about automation, we hear a lot about a pilot shortage. What's going on here?
Well, first, you had this wave of retirements, a whole lot of pilots who came into the workforce after the Vietnam War. Kind of all forced to retire at once because you're not allowed to be a commercial pilot once you turn 65. On top of that, airlines around the world growing, more demand for pilots. And then in America, the rules changed. It became a lot harder to become a pilot. You needed a whole lot more hours of practice time, basically. So that's more expensive. And that means not as many people can become pilots. And when they become a pilot, they expect to earn a lot more than those, you know, minimum wages that we used to hear pilots earned at some of the smaller airlines. That's not what they're earning anymore. So all of that, you get what airlines say is a big shortage. Pilot unions, by the way, say there's no shortage. They say, you know, hey, just pay more and you'll have all the pilots you need.
So turning now to the automation, how would this work? Are we talking about planes without pilots?
Well, maybe someday in the future. I mean, decades off. For now, what manufacturers are talking about is maybe having one fewer pilot on a flight. Nowadays, you need two pilots in the cockpit, but that means you might need to have three or four on board for when somebody takes a break. What they're talking about is getting it to where at cruise altitude on a long flight, you might only need one pilot in the cockpit, and then you might only need to carry, say, two on board on an 8 to 12 hour flight rather than three pilots. And there's disagreement about the answer to that question.
Disagreement? Why? Are there safety concerns here?
Well, you know, pilot unions have said absolutely that's a safety concern. Now, look, you know, they, of course, are also concerned about employment for pilots. But they say, you know, you just want two pilots up there because what happens if something happens to only one pilot? Now, look, on the other hand, cockpits used to have three pilots in them at all times, and now almost all of them only need two pilots in the cockpit. And of course, flying is generally as safe as it's ever been. So one way to look at it is that as flight has become more automated and as not as many pilots are required, you know, flying has become safer. So the reduction so far in pilots hasn't made things less safe. But pilot unions would say, hey, there's a big difference between dropping from three to two and dropping from two to one.
Okay. Thanks, Seth. Seth Kaplan, managing partner of Airline Weekly.
Thank you.
And finally, Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek says there's a less than 50-50 chance he stays with the show when his contract expires. Trebek was interviewed on the Fox News Channel's Objectified. Asked who could replace him, Trebek said he'd told producers they should look at, quote, the fellow who does the play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings. They've got a couple of years to figure it out. Trebek and his signature dry humor are locked in until 2020. Our producers are Michael Lipkin, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. And in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.